Hello, and welcome to Business Talk, brought to you by Business West and Living Local, sponsored by People's Bank.
Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS, and I'd like to introduce your host of Business Talk. He's editor and associate publisher of Business West. Here is George O'Brien.
Okay, welcome everyone to another episode of Business Talk. We have a terrific show for you today. I really can't wait to get to it, but I will, because first we need to hear this important message from our sponsor, People's Bank.
Thank you for listening to the Business Talk podcast, sponsored by People's Bank, bringing you the best in business experts, entrepreneurs, and evangelists. Make Business Talk your innovation break for ideas and inspiration. People's Bank, where commercial banking can fuel your growth and make work life easier. Member FDIC, DIF Equal Housing Lender. Bank at peoples.com/business.
Okay, we are back for Business Talk. As promised, we have a great show for you today. We have with us Diana Zinal. She is the new president of the Springfield Regional Chamber of Commerce. I'm dating myself with that name. Diana, how are you today?
I'm wonderful, George. How are you?
I'm great. Good to have you with us on the show today. You know, you haven't started yet. You're due to start, I believe, the day after the 4th of July. Is that correct?
That's right. It's finally coming up. It seems like it's been a long time. I'm really excited to get started.
Okay. Well, I couldn't wait to get you on the show. So we're actually jumping the gun a little bit, but that's great. Happy to have you on board here in Springfield. This is an exciting time for Springfield and for Chambers and for you. Start by telling us, those of our listeners who may not be familiar with your story, tell us, you're now with the Franklin County Chamber of Commerce. So tell us how you happened to become there and what is bringing you to the Springfield position now.
You know, I started my career in public service, working for a local small town, the town of Hatfield. From there, I worked for a municipal attorney. I then went to work for Hampshire County back when we actually had county government back in the day, George. And from there, ended up working for State Representative Peter Cocott, who I'm sure you remember, was a wonderful man. Worked for him for the entire length of his service until he passed away as his district director. That's where I really cut my teeth on learning about workforce development, economic development, you know, the importance of community organizations and nonprofits, and the importance of public and private partnerships, and how all of that fits into economic development. I also was able to develop during that time really important relationships with key stakeholders from throughout the region. So then after Rep. Cocott passed, that's when I came up to Franklin County to lead the chamber up here. And all of those things, you know, have been so helpful in helping me execute our mission up here, which is similar to all chambers of, you know, being a catalyst for, you know, economic development, making sure our communities are thriving.
Talk about chamber management for a moment, just for those who don't know what goes into running a chamber. And talk a little bit about transitioning from obviously what is a fairly small chamber, although a large chamber region-wise, covering all of Franklin County, to one that is also regional, but again, probably exponentially larger in terms of population.
Right. So actually, you're right. Franklin County is a large area. We actually have about the same number of members, believe it or not, as the Springfield Regional Chamber, right around 400. Right. So we do pretty well there. You know, I think that the main, in my opinion, you know, the main focus of a chamber is communication and relationships. So all chambers are a little bit different, but I think you'll find most do focus on that and business support and how you know, through events can facilitate networking and collaboration among members, you know, giving businesses some visibility through your membership directories, your website, member spotlights, you know, all of those types of things, business to business relationships, business to community relationships. Those are all things that most chambers focus on, even though each chamber sort of has its own little flavor. And I've had the chance to work with a lot of my chamber colleagues from across the region. So it's really interesting to see the differences among chambers. You know, the Springfield Chamber, I'm really excited because it adds to that long list of things the legislative advocacy that they work on, which is really important and something I'm excited to be a part of.
We're going to come back and talk a lot about chambers and their role, their function, and what may have changed during the pandemic for the better in terms of chambers. But let's talk a little bit about Springfield first. This is, you're from this region. You spent a lot of time working here, perhaps not so much in Hendon County and Springfield. Talk about Springfield a little bit and what you know about it and what you need to learn.
I certainly know that I don't know everything about Springfield, but I also know that I've had dozens of, local businesses and community leaders, offer to help me with that, which is really exciting. I mean, Springfield is the economic engine of Western Massachusetts, and we need to, make sure that we're always at the forefront, always at the cutting edge of what's happening, both in the business sector, legislatively. That's how we can really make sure that we're staying competitive regionally, that we're making sure we're getting the infrastructure investment we should be having here in Western Massachusetts. So, Springfield, it has so much going for it. There's been so much revitalization in the area. The sectors of healthcare and education and tourism and hospitality, manufacturing, all of those things are so vital and so critical here. So I'm really looking forward to really diving in and learning all of those things that I don't know, and then putting some fresh eyes on the chamber and on the region.
Can you talk about the Springfield Chamber for a couple of minutes, what you do know about kind of the state of the chamber report in terms of membership vitality? Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's been a difficult time for all chambers. Because of the pandemic, there have been fewer live events. There have been few of those ways to reach out and touch members directly. But we'll talk in a minute about the communication piece and the way chambers kind of rose to the fore during the pandemic. But just talk a little bit about chambers in general and the Springfield Chamber.
Well, I think that there was a real affirmation of the value of chamber membership, particularly during the pandemic, because I know in Franklin County, when we went into the shutdown and my phone was ringing, it was non-members reaching out because, again, getting back to that communication piece and how important it is, members of chambers were getting a lot of information during this time, this tumultuous time of uncertainty about. I remember back all the questions about the payroll protection program and who qualified and how you processed that. And so I think, in terms of the Springfield Chamber in particular, I do know that they had 50% more new members last year than in previous years. Again, I think that speaks to the value of a chamber in tough times. And the Springfield Regional Chamber has an exceptionally high member retention rate. It's about 93.5%, and the national average is about 86%. So that means that there's real value to that membership, and businesses see that, appreciate it, and stay on board.
Prior to the pandemic, though, a lot of chambers were struggling. Membership was down at many of them, and I don't know if it's a generational thing, but it was seemed to be not as strong a connection between the business community and chambers before. Maybe it took a pandemic to kind of re-educate people about the value of chambers and the functions that they play. Would that be overstating it, perhaps? Or
I mean, if what I've seen, it might be overstating it a little bit. I felt like our regional chambers, our chambers across the region, I should say, all were fairly strong, again, because they all have created their own unique way to serve their members and provide member value. But certainly, the pandemic really did shine a spotlight on how critical it is to be part of that larger group and have that support and have that information that was so important.
Okay, you're listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local and sponsored by People's Bank. We're talking to Diana Zinal. She is the incoming president of the Springfield Regional Chamber of Commerce. We've been talking about her new position, chambers in general, all kinds of good things. So moving forward, I suppose your calendar is filling up with appointments already. What is on your to-do list?
Well, you know, certainly meeting as many people as I can, because that's going to really inform me and let me know, you know, what people need, what's on people's minds. It's time to take a look at the chamber strategic plan. The last one was done 3 years ago. It would be time anyway, but of course, with everything that's happened in the last 2.5 years, it's a really good time to reevaluate, you know, the mission of the chamber and how we're meeting that mission. So that's pretty high on my priority list. Really looking forward to learning as much as I can about the region, not just Springfield, but it's a regional chamber. All of the other communities, large and small, it's really important that we focus on all of those things. So I've got a big to-do list, George, but I can't wait to dive into it.
Well, the pandemic did put a lot of programs on the shelf, and it put some that were live and in person on the remote side. So we're talking about bringing some of those back, starting with the Super 60. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the annual meeting just happened. That was in person, which was really wonderful. It was my first opportunity to speak to members, both informally in a networking situation and as a speaker. I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to make that contact in person. And certainly, I mean, the plan moving forward is that everything will be in person again. And as you know, George, is such a great list of events that the chamber does host. You mentioned Super 60. Outlook, of course, is, such an amazing event. I've actually been going to that for years in different capacities. The Beacon Hill and Washington Summits, the government reception, mayor's forum, all of those things are, it's just so important to get back to that because again, it's that source of information and then that opportunity for businesses to be together, form those collaborations and those relationships. So I'm looking forward to really being back full steam.
Well, Outlook was the last event before the pandemic arrived. I remember mm-hmm. that vividly. And we miss doing that in person. So it would be good to have that back. So
I was there. And that you're right. It was right before. It was the week, I think, that everything started shutting down.
The Super 60, do we have a schedule in mind for that yet?
There is a date. I don't have it with me. I believe there is a date. I think the deadline for submitting is July 31st for submitting nominations to that.
So Nancy Creed, who's still with the chamber for a few more days, I think one of her great strengths was making sure that the voices in Western Massachusetts, or our voice in Western Massachusetts, let's call it one voice, was heard in Boston. And mm-hmm. I know people are looking forward to you being able to carry on with that work. How can we make sure that we continue to make sure that that voice is heard out here?
I first want to say I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, she has just been tremendous in that area and really every area. So I have to give, huge credit to Nancy for a lot of all of the great things that are happening at the chamber. And you're right, she was and is still a great voice for this region. The way you do that is by engaging your legislators and forming good relationships with state agencies. And but the legislative piece of it is really important. And that's where the Springfield Regional Chamber really has a leg up because they spend so much time making sure that they have put together a really solid legislative agenda that supports, what businesses need and making sure that, this voice at this end of the state is heard. It's really important.
Are there priorities that you're going to bring to the fore, not just for Springfield, but for the business community in this region?
What I love is that this agenda and this list of priorities is actually created by the membership through a survey at the beginning of each legislative session. So for me, I can't wait to hear what those priorities are. But I think, obviously, we need to look at things that are the inhibitors to economic prosperity mm-hmm. and focusing on making sure that we can, overcome those things, whether they're transportation, childcare has become a real tough issue these days. Childcare is very difficult to find. There can be educational barriers. We know that workforce, there's a huge shortage in the workforce. There was before the pandemic in Western Mass, and it's just been exacerbated by everything that's happening. So, you know, I'm really interested to hear what of those things, you know, our members really want to focus on. You know, there's, look at the challenges that businesses are facing these days that they didn't have to before. Supply chain issues, fuel prices are going to be crushing to some businesses. So member-driven agenda is really important to me. So I'll be looking forward to, you know, seeing what is the priority for businesses out here.
So your business owners in Franklin County, I'm sure they're talking to you still. They're telling you that the workforce crisis is still with us and still a major issue. What specifically are they telling you?
I mean, it is a huge issue. And I think, you know, the employers that are able to offer some flexibility to employees are going to be the ones that retain them. You know, people are struggling with different things. As I mentioned, childcare, you know, we've always had a deficit of childcare in Western Mass, but now it's even worse. So how is an employee supposed to balance working when they don't have reliable childcare? So yeah, businesses are definitely struggling with it. I think that that's something that will go on for a while. So I think that, you know, we really need to be creative with our solutions.
All right. Talk about this from a personal perspective, and a career challenge perspective. Obviously, you're taking on a new and different challenge, similar to the one that you're in, but it is different. So what are you looking forward to the most?
You know, I really love connecting with people and learning about their business, learning about what their business needs. I absolutely love, you know, that aspect of any job. That's why I loved working with Peter Kokot, because I did so much constituent work. So that's what I'm really looking forward to. I don't see any of, you know, I don't look at things as challenges. I always look at them as opportunities. So there's a lot of opportunity here. And I am looking forward to learning a little bit more about a part of Western Mass that I have obviously a basic knowledge of. I mean, I've lived here my whole life, but learning a little bit more and just being out in the community and being part of Springfield, which is just such a, you know, just a vital place.
All right. Well, we'll have to check back in, maybe 6 months or so. See how we're doing. And again, good luck to you. Congratulations on getting the position and good luck moving forward. It's a big job. It's a very important job. And we're looking forward to seeing how you do.
I'm honored to have it. And I really can't wait to get started.
Okay. Well, again, good luck to you. Thank you for being our guest today. Again, we'll have you on soon and we'll reconnect and talk about everything that you've gathered so far.
Thank you.
All right. And thank you to all of you for listening. This has been another episode of Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local and sponsored by People's Bank. I'm George O'Brien, the editor of Business West. We'll see you next time.